Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That continues to enthusiastically support Joe Biden is college-educated white voters in urban areas, particularly middle-aged women with unhappy personal lives. If you've got more than three cats and an NPR tote bag and wear a mask alone in the car, you are all in. Everyone else is running away. Effectively, what we're seeing is the end of the modern Democratic Party. Even MSNBC has noticed.
This speaks to a story we've been talking about since the 2020 election. Specifically along the border, the Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, we have seen county after county, whether it's in this district or some of the districts to the west of it, where voters have moved 10, 20, 30, 40 points away from the Democrats and toward the Republicans. This district that Myra Flores won last night, Barack Obama got more than 60% of the vote here when he last ran in 2012. Hillary Clinton won this district by 22 points. It's shifted that dramatically. Joe Biden carried it by four in 2020, and now in a special election, a Republican candidate has won it outright.
Barack Obama got more than 60% of the vote in that district. Now it's Republican. This is an historic moment. Joe Biden has destroyed the Democratic coalition. So the question is, since we have only two political parties, how are Republican leaders responding to this fact, to this opportunity? Are they making the case for a better way? Are they offering an alternative to what the Democrats have brought this country? No, they're not. They're doing something you never would have expected. Republican leaders are siding with Joe Biden. At the very moment that Joe Biden is at his weakest, months before a pivotal midterm election, Republicans are propping him up. They are saving Biden from himself. Since the day Biden was elected, Republicans in Washington have taken Biden's side on virtually every significant item in his policy agenda. That would include COVID restrictions, vaccine mandates, transgender ideology in schools, sanctions against China, the January 6th charade, free speech, civil liberties, spying by the intel agencies, preserving the big tech monopolies, the anti-white race politics of CRT and Juneteenth, border enforcement and energy policy, and above all, the administration's signature issue, its lunatic and reckless support for the war in Ukraine. Republicans are all in. It's called Kyiv now. That's the Republican message heading into the midterm elections. It's called Kyiv. And by the way, this isn't just happening in Washington. It is endemic among the leaders of solidly Republican states. In fact, the more Republican the state, the more liberal the governor tends to be. The governor of Texas, which has some of the biggest oil and gas deposits in the world, has decided to build windmills that don't work. The governor of Utah, a state where Joe Biden got 37% of the vote, that governor begins conversations by announcing his preferred pronouns. He really does. Watch.
Well, I thank you so much, Gabby, for that question. My preferred pronouns are he, him, and his. So thank you for sharing yours with me.
It goes on and on and on. The governor of South Dakota, where Joe Biden got 35% of the total vote less than 2 years ago, that governor tried to let female impersonators destroy women's sports in South Dakota. In Texas, both senators can't stop talking about how great Juneteenth is. In Arkansas, one of the most conservative states in the country, the governor supports the chemical castration of children.
The most recent action of the General Assembly, while well-intended, is off course, and I must veto House Bill 1570.
And just like that, a bill to restrict children under 18 from receiving chemical treatments or having surgery for gender reassignment has been stopped. The governor said this bill is government overreach.
Interfering by the state in a parent, in a child, in a doctor-patient relationship did not make sense to me.
When you vote Republican in Arkansas, you're voting for the castration of children. How many Republican voters in Arkansas knew that when they voted for their Republican governor? But it's everywhere. Apart from Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, very few Republican office holders are pushing back in any way against anything Joe Biden is doing. In fact, they're abetting what he's doing. Effectively, they're coming to Joe Biden's rescue. Why are they doing this? Why do you think they're doing it? Because fundamentally, they're on Joe Biden's side.
That's right. Whatever Judge Joe Brown coming up. Stay with us.
Republicans in Washington may have with Democrats, and there are some.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Judge Joe Brown, the balance of the hour. We already had it set up a few days ago. We're so glad he's here today with this big breaking news. But first, here's Biden just minutes ago giving a speech saying a constitutional right of Americans to kill their babies has been taken away.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. It didn't limit it. It simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
So there's the KKK sympathizer that Judge Joe Brown witnessed as a young man say incredibly evil, hateful, discriminatory things up there as the president saying that a right has been taken away. We were going to get him on about, I saw him on one of our other shows, did a great job, Harrison Smith's American Journal last week, laying out just how out of control this January 6th committee is, swearing people in, but then editing videos and letting witnesses hear what witnesses had to say and so much more. He'll cover that later, but today, the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade, yesterday's ruling on the Second Amendment saying New York and other states can't bar concealed carries, this is a big, big deal. What a historic moment. What is the aftermath? What does it really mean? What is he expects about to happen? The left is already all over the news saying they're going to peacefully burn down America this weekend. Judge Joe Brown, you got the floor, my friend. Great to have you back. Great patriot. People can visit your website, thejudgejoebrownshow.com, on Twitter at Judge Joe Brown TV. I saw you on earlier this week with one of our crew. Amazing hour. Thank you for spending time with us. I could ask a lot of questions, but where do you want to go from what I just laid out?
Okay, let's start off with New York's reaction, city mayor's reaction to the ruling about the constitutional right to be armed in public. I think it is a good thing. But our lawless mayor gets up there and he advocates rank disobedience of a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. I wonder if these hypocrites on the clown show with the J6 committee would be interested in that, because that sounds just like what they were accusing Mr. Trump of doing. I wonder if they want to pay attention to Joe Biden doing what he did today, which is inviting disobedience of the latest ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, and their support for what is bound to be some riotous behavior in the streets by certain groups. This hypocrisy is awful. And then the thing that we hear about the Arkansas governor, which to me is right over the bridge here since I live in Memphis, it strikes me that some things are being missed. If a child is injured, in an accident, they have to get the parent or guardian in order to get permission to perform surgery on this child, all right? Unless it's a dire emergency and there's a cadre of doctors that can go along with saying we have to. Well, why do we have this support for elective surgery, really crudely, and they're only 15 years old? That doesn't make any sense, and this whole position is based on some logical inconsistencies, and it just shows the hypocrisy of the left. They want what they want. They don't give a damn about anything else, any other considerations except their personal exercise of license rather than responsible exercise of rights. And this isn't a right, because children under the law are entitled to appropriate supervision. They are not adults, and they cannot sign contracts. They cannot make binding agreements. But having your genitals removed or your sex changed is certainly a binding contractual agreement between the child and somebody. And
the Judge, let me stop you. Some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. For those who just joined us, Tucker Carlson clip I played in that little no man's land first 5 minutes that some stations carry, some don't, was making the point that the Arkansas governor overrode and vetoed the legislature saying that we're not going to sterilize and cut the genitals off children. If you or I walked into a hospital today in Memphis, Tennessee, or Austin, Texas, or New York, or L.A., and said, I want my arm cut off, they'd call a paddy wagon to take us to a mental institution. But if we want to, hell, in Europe, it's as young as 7, here as young as 10, as you said, the average age is 15, cut the penis and balls off a child, then we don't want the parents involved. The state said the kid wants to be another gender. It's about tacking, because, you know, Arkansas is claiming parental rights. In some cases, the state's coming in and trying to override that. So this is mental illness on its face being pushed by the state. So what you're saying is out of the abortion, out of the gun control rulings, I agree with you, this transgender movement is the next leg of what they're doing, and it's just outrageous. But again, you're a judge, but am I not wrong that if I walked into a hospital and said, I want you to cut my right leg off, they'd put me in a mental institution? But I say my right leg is not as important as my dick and balls, as you said, because that's how I make new people. That is a direct attack on my whole family line, who I am and everything. And I'd say before I wanted my testicles cut off, I'd rather have my leg cut off.
Well, you're right. It's an inconsistency. It's a hypocrisy. It's just a selfish focus on immediate hedonistic pleasure without any understanding or respect for the other issues that are brought up. I mean, what's more revocable than that? And then I tell a joke about it. What do you see whenever you see a human?
A man or a woman?
No, you see a successful screw. Somebody is born, somebody matures after they get ready.
That's right. Sex did that.
Yeah, they breed, and then you get the next generation. So these folks want to cut it off because they can't handle it. It's just absolutely ridiculous, because even if the child is hurt in an accident, you have to get a hold of a parent or a guardian in order to get permission for life-saving surgery. So here is an elective for some reason that your child can't even fathom at that point, because remember, starting at 8, 9 years old, in this state, they were talking about having puberty blockers, so the person is never getting to the point where, hell,
well, let's be clear, they can't buy a pack of cigarettes or a gun, they can't join the military, but they can decide to have their balls cut off.
Yeah, after they've been allowed to take puberty blockers, so they don't even get their first hard on to find out what it's all about.
Exactly. That's a good point. They don't want you to know that's going to be the best part of your life right there. They don't want you to ever even experience that.
Yeah. And see, there's another thing to it. Part of this whole thing with the tranny thing has got to do with the lifeboat situation. The next time a Titanic goes down with not enough lifeboats, the men's are supposed to say, ma'am, you may have my seat, you and your child. I'll drown with the ship when it goes down. See, that takes a whole lot, but a lot of punks don't have that kind of manliness, and they want to deal with, oh, I got on a dress. I should be able to get in there. My position's been, no, grab them, snatch them, throw them on the other side of the ship and chum the sharks so the women and children get away safe. You know, that's an abdication.
Ted Showbrown, you're right. That's the perfect analogy of the lifeboats are here. There's a bunch of men in dresses trying to kick out the girls and women.
Yes. See, we have this thing. I have a motto. It's all about protecting womanhood and promoting manhood. Why? Because the women are a resource. They bear the children. A man can technically fertilize quite a few women at the same time. So we've always had this thing. When the population goes down, the more successful men, they get around. Now we have monogamy, but the men can procreate. They go off. We go off to the wars. We guard the front doors. We sacrifice ourselves to protect our wives and families, and life goes on, and your gene code gets continued because the mother birthed the children. She could have been pregnant when you lost your life. And it's what it is.
So beautifully said. Stay there, sir. I want to come back and get more into this. Roe v. Wade, the gun amendment, what the left's going to do. Judge Joe Brown's our guest. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Questions. Well, the rest of the hour, trying to give him the floor to go where he wants. But let me ask him this: where is America and the world right now? How would you describe the historic point we're at? Because you have a great historical. I've had dinner with you and talked to you a lot, and I've done a lot of history. You know more than I do. I've been blown away by your knowledge. It's true, folks. One of the smart people I know. What is the moment we're at? What is the choice humanity has? Because the left is just running around like chickens with their heads cut off. What's their problem? Why don't they want success? Why don't they want order? Why don't they want freedom? True liberalism, which means freedom. They're not the liberals. To me, they're the authoritarians. What is? How would you quantify, Judge Brown, where we are today?
55 years ago, I had a course. He was a visiting professor, and the professor said America is in grave danger of becoming a fascist country. Not from some jackbooted, goose-stepping thugs, but from, as she termed it, some pink panty-wearing, long-haired hippies who would be glad to impose the worst methods of fascism on everybody for their own perceived good. And that's what we're getting. What you're looking at is essentially an episode of two things. One, to make it real simple, read Orwell's Animal Farm, where the animals staged a revolution and took over a farm, and they had a constitution written on the side of a barn that said all animals are equal. And then the pigs wound up pulling off a lot of stunts and taking some power, and the Constitution changed. It said all animals are equal, but pigs are more equal than others. And that's what we have right now. We've got a pig pen developing, and it's, there you go. That was put out by the CIA in 1952 to show in Europe. So what you have is a pig pen where we have a new category of pigs who are more equal than others. One of the things that I find absolutely astonishing is this sense of entitlement, wherein people say, I wish upon a star, makes no difference who I am, my dreams should come true. You know, makes no difference who you are, your dreams will come true. That's Walt Disney nonsense. And they've been fed a 50-some-year course of intense propaganda from Hollywood and other sources that all you have to do is want and you should have. You see mothers that can barely pay the rent, they get a little in their hand and they go out and buy their 9-year-old a $260 pair of Air Jordan tennis shoes. These kind of things where I want it, so I should get it. It's not necessary to go off and do all of these difficult things that are required becoming a human who is a free human. We should be entitled to it. And what I see is history repeating itself, only this time it's the United States of America instead of Great Britain. Because if you look back to the 1920s, you will see Great Britain just came out of the Great War. And they had this thing about social programs, and they bankrupted themselves. And by the end of World War II, which was just 20-some years away, Great Britain quickly fell into being a third-rate, not even second-rate power, and the United States took its position. Now, Pakistan and India are much more powerful militarily, economically, scientifically, and industrially than Great Britain used to be. So instead of Britannia ruling the waves and the Royal Navy controlling who moved on over or under the oceans, now they can't even man all their ships, and what do they have?
So, Judge Brown, let me ask you this question. It's where you're going. Why do empires commit suicide?
Because they get too indulgent. They get decadent, degenerate, and depraved. They get more in love with their luxuries than they do with their freedom. And they're willing to be safe. Excuse me. They're willing to give up their freedom to be safe and to ensure their luxuries.
Now, you mentioned this. Biden to remove Title IX for women's rights, which I support women's rights, in favor of gender identity, letting men, like you said, on the Titanic, come in and take over. That is crazy.
Well, yeah, it's like, see, one thing, I think there is a need for one constitutional amendment, just one. And that one would read something like, the body of a bill or piece of legislation has to reflect the caption. They introduced the Emmett Till anti-lynch bill. Let's not go into all of the details, but they added something which is gender orientation to the American legal lexicon or federal lexicon for the first time. So that came in under a so-called anti-lynch bill, but it applies now to all American law. So what the hell do you mean by that? You have ordinarily, you can't discriminate against anyone because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, age, medical condition. And what we have now is a different kind of thing where somebody says, I have an extra choice I can make. I can be lying through my teeth, but if I'm punk enough to go out and say, oh, I'm a sissy, then I can get declared to be a woman. I might not be able to make the varsity, so instead of sitting in the stands and cheering like everybody else who can't, I get to go declare that I've got girl in me and put on a skirt. No, I want to be a girl and all this, and I can go out and play with the girls. And we even violate some old precepts like boys are stronger than girls, therefore boys should never hit girls. So now we have little punks out there in full contact sports, crippling, maiming, and badly hurting.
We have UFC fighters killing women, men killing women, fighting women. Imagine if Mike Tyson was in the ring with a woman, we would say arrest him. But, oh, if he saves a woman, it's okay.
Well, this is personal to me. Not long ago, I was at in the parking lot of one of these discount hardware store. I think it was Lowe's. And this beautiful woman said, Uncle Joe. And I looked over, and I didn't recognize her at first. And then when I did, I said, baby, what happened to your arm? She had her arm up and a strut and the contrivance around her waist to keep it up. And I hadn't seen her since she had been 11 or 12, but a grandfather would always talk to me about her. She'd been a martial artist since she'd been 8 years
old.
Hold
on. Judge Joe Brown, stay there. Tell us the story when we come back. Judge Joe Brown is our guest, amazing guest to have on. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, the JudgeJoeBrownShow.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules
today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, Judge Joe Brown, who just joined us, was talking about women being beaten half to death, in some cases to death, by men, and men-women cycling contest and track and field contest and swimming contest. They can sell that lie. They can sell anything. It's a war against logic. So you were getting into that and finishing up with a story you told about a woman you met in a parking lot that you've known for a long time. You'd forgotten about them. You're obviously a celebrity. You don't meet a lot of people. And then I want to ask you the big picture. What do we do, Judge Joe Brown, about this assault? What does the average person listening do to counter that? Please continue.
Well, let me tell you the story. I hadn't seen her since she'd been about 11 years old. She was 19. She grew up. beautiful, movie star beautiful. But she had her arm in a cast, and it was propped up, shoulder too. And I asked her what happened. She had been a martial artist since she'd been 8 or 9 years old, and she got a scholarship to a major university doing women's wrestling. Well, right before COVID hit hard, she had been in a tournament, and she was set up to wrestle this, what turned out to be a guy. She refused, and so did another member of her team, and they were told they would lose their scholarships and the team would forfeit if they didn't. So the other woman got a broken jaw and put in a coma for 3 days, and my friend's granddaughter got a compound fracture of her arm that this creep did to her. And she was crying to me, cried on my shoulder literally about she had to go through three surgeries, how badly it hurt, and that she couldn't stand the pain. But when she took the medication, she couldn't focus on her studies. What was she going to do? And it just wasn't fair. Well, it wasn't. And these dirty creeps don't need to be allowed to compete against women. They're sissies. They're punks. They need to sit in the damn bleachers like everybody else who can't make the men's team. And this is just absolutely absurd. It is absolutely unfair, and it is dangerous. Now, women have fought long and hard to get equality in sports, and it doesn't make any damn sense to allow some creep who ought to be ashamed of himself to come in there and claim to be a girl and compete against the girls. So it's particularly repugnant, and I commend all state legislative bodies that are doing something about it. Hell, I saw a thing somebody called me up about just this week. They had Bruce Jenner on there, and he was talking about he thought it was unfair for guys to be allowed to compete against girls in women's sports. And that's from a former male Olympic athlete who gold medaled a time or two in, what was it, swimming? So it's gotten really far out of hand, and we need to bring that back into focus. You know, just because you want something doesn't mean you should be able to get it.
Yeah, just because you say you're an Easter Bunny doesn't make it so, or Santa Claus. So how do we counter this madness, Judge Brown?
I can fly. We'll go jump off that 8-story building if you can fly then.
So how do we counter this madness? Where do you see America going?
Speaking of which, you're blind. You can't drive a car. I imagine there are a lot of blind people that would love to operate a car, but they can't because they can't see. So what are you supposed to do?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, I could fight, but I couldn't be a heavyweight boxer or get my ass kicked. Those are professionals, the top 0.1% who train their whole lives. The idea that I can be a marathon runner, I can run 2 miles, I can't run 23. It's so simple. I mean, it's right there.
Well, let me bring us back to another thing. All right, this bit about protecting everyone. Oh, my God, we're going to end the violence. We're going to have rules against guns. Well, okay, they keep talking about assault rifles, and what they're talking about are generally just semi-autos. And let's see, interesting, an anniversary passed 3 months ago. The AR, which stands for Armalite, design of Stoner, Eugene Stoner, who designed it, was patented 70 years ago this year in February. So this is not something new. This is an antique. AK-47 was adopted 75 years ago in 1947. So this is nothing new. We have some antique firearms, and what people are putting out there with false propaganda is that they are assault rifles. No, they're not. A real assault rifle is a fully automatic weapon, a machine gun. You know, like Al Capone and Elliot Ness or whatever you may have. Or John Wayne charging a machine gun nest with his Thompson or whatever it may be. So that isn't even the issue. In Switzerland, every able-bodied man from 17 to 56 is required to have a military-grade 9mm pistol in his possession and a machine gun, a fully automatic, a real one, and two-hand grenades and various and sundry rounds of ammunition. But they don't have any of these crazed fools running around killing folk off en masse. Now, every now and then, seems a banker or two over in Switzerland had to get his drugs supplied, and one or two of them might get off by somebody that came in from out of the country, but that kind of violent crime is zero. And it brings it to me. Now, I'm 74 years old, but I've been taking martial arts for 55 years, and myself and some of my associates, we can kill most humans who are comparably trained very quickly, a lot quicker than we could kill them with a pistol or a firearm, or an AR, which is only a
20. Exactly. So we want to punish criminals, not the general public. Let me ask this question then. How do we fix this? An awakening, education? I mean, it seems like America's going over a cliff.
We're going over a cliff because we've attempted to emasculate the country in favor of these people who want to let children at 15 cut their dicks and balls off.
So stop letting the left bully us and stop laying down is the answer.
Yeah, well, yes. And the other thing is let's take this thing about bullying. Look at Back to the Future. Back in the 1980s, McFly goes back, talked his father into standing up for himself. Dad busts the bully in his mouth, knocks him out. And when young McFly gets back, the bully works for his dad instead of running roughshod over him. We've always had this thing in human society of boys becoming men had to learn up and stand up and screw
That's
up.
That's right. They don't want us going through that process. They're really afraid of men.
Yeah, they don't like it. So we have had a 55-year campaign to emasculate the country. I heard this starting back in the mid-60s when I was at UCLA as an undergrad. You had the lesbians who hated men, the feminists who hated that they weren't men, the beta boys that hated it, that they couldn't be real men, the gay folk that didn't understand being a man. And then you got that anti-war crowd in there that said war is a man thing, so if we raise boys like girls so they are emotional and they cry and shout and let it all hang out, even if you cried and shouted, let it all hang out instead of being so uptight, man, we would stop war, man. So you get all of these together, and they started to try to, and to an extent, accomplish the emasculation of the country. Meanwhile, January 21st, 2021, the Chinese government put in place an official man-up campaign, and Russia's already had one. And about 10, 12, 15 years ago, they banned Americans from adopting Russian orphans because they did not want them turned to the dark side. Now, I'm not talking about gay folk per se. I mean, if you want to get your freak on in your bedroom, that's your damn business. What I'm talking about is the LGBTQ cult, the rainbow cult. Now, Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Confucianism, Buddhism, they're all religions, but the last two don't have a God. They are systems of philosophy. So if you look at LGBTQ, the cult, that way, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Judge Brown, stay there. I want to talk about January 6th committee. I want to talk about the election, so much more. Stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming Green Meadow Whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green Meadow Whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
TV, the Judge Joe Brown TV show, thejudgejoebrownshow.com. Do this for one more segment that our guest host is taking over. Sorry to all the extra callers I can't get to. I apologize. We'll get to you on a Saturday show. I'm doing live at 11 a.m. tomorrow for 3 hours with a bunch of special guests. It'll just be at InfoWars.com, not on the radio and TV stations. 11 a.m. tomorrow, we're doing that show. So we'll get the caller's name and numbers. We'll call you back tomorrow if you can do it. Now, we took a lot of calls in the first and second hour today. So, Judge, let me ask you this question, because you've got a lot of great points to make, but what do you make of DeSantis versus Trump? What do you make of Biden? How long can he hold on when it's on record? He doesn't even know who he is. Just big picture, what do you see with Russia and Ukraine? Just big picture in the world, where do you see all this going? Because I really want to hear what you have to say.
Well, brief comment on this committee. Some of the people that are on this January 6th committee and supporting what they're doing and are saying that Trump was wrong by trying to incite the American public when he said the election was stolen. Hell, some of them were up 22 years ago in the 2000 election cycle screaming from the rooftops that Bush had stolen the election from Gore. And I remember that old thing with dangling chads and the debacle down in Florida that went on and on. So what's the matter? They can talk, but nobody else can. But anyway, I don't have much confidence in Biden and Mrs. Imhoff, that administration handling what is likely to develop with the Russians. Down in Syria, the Russian Air Force did an attention-getting bombing or attack on a certain rebel base where Americans had been training some of the folk going back up to the Ukraine. That could lead to a shooting incident or two or three or four or 10 or 20 down there in that area, and I don't think Biden and Imhoff are competent to handle it.
That's right. That's really smart what you're saying, because I haven't covered that, but I meant to a few days ago. This war is widening into Syria, Turkey, you name it.
Yeah, and it's getting out of hand, and I have a sneaking suspicion that the reason we're over in the Ukraine in the first place is so Biden can get this 120-some count indictment against him dismissed for services rendered, because you still have
My next question. Why would he brag 5 years ago on C-SPAN that he ordered the prosecutor fired, they wouldn't give him $1 million before he left office? Why would you brag about crimes you committed?
Not 1 million. It was $14 billion in American loan guarantees. He said, I guess I am guilty of bribery and extortion because I told them that I'd see to it that their $14 billion in loan guarantees.
No, I agree, Judge. I agree. You're right. It's on record. Why would he admit that? I'm asking you, why?
He said it. He's a fool. He's never been the brightest bulb on sale in the store. Now, that being the case, it's a real live mess. See, Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution says ratified treaties are part of the supreme law of the land. And one of our ratified treaties is with Ukraine, and it says we will honor agreements with them to apprehend and assist in the investigation.
So they're using that as a blank check.
So, and then they set up another one, and I love this one. When they went after Mr. Trump and impeached him the second time, although he was no longer in office, they set the precedent. So Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says impeachment for bribery, treason, and high crimes and misdemeanors in office. Those three things. Well, he's already admitted he's into bribery. We have indictments in Ukraine charging him with bribery, extortion, et cetera, et cetera. That's certainly a high crime and or misdemeanor. Office, and while we will be, even though he's no longer vice president, they already set the stage. So when the Democratic Party gets their behinds kicked in these midterms, what with their approval ratings being so damn low, they've opened it up to go after Biden. And the reason they went after Mr. Trump was because of the 12th Amendment that says if you've been impeached, you can't hold any office again.
No, I agree with you. So I'm asking, why would the Democratic Party commit suicide like this?
They don't know any better. They don't think the rules apply to them. They are myopic in their sight. They have this, oh, this is what I want. It's like a child wanting an ice cream cone. And they throw a tantrum and they forget about everything outside of that ice cream cone or candy. Or you see them pitching a tantrum in the aisles at a department store when you get to the toy department. They stomp and they carry on and they bang their fist on the ground and they roll all over the place and they're screeching, I want it, and they don't care about what's going on. That's because they are essentially immature.
No, I agree. So that's why they run their cities in the ground, everything. You're right. That's scary, though. No, the people in charge of the country. Did you see Biden today blame gas stations for gas prices?
Oh, yeah. And then look at this. You know what the travesty is for those gas prices is this. The crude oil that has been refined and is on sale right now was acquired 13, 14 months ago at those prices, and a great deal of it has been pulled out of reserves thanks to banks.
Exactly. So it's about to explode in price.
The price is from 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. Now, here's another thing. 99% of all domestically consumed oil is imported. We don't have any alternative energy sources being funded. They need to have a Manhattan Project on that like they did with the bomb during World War II. But Biden's administration is pushing this. So when you have imported oil, what happens is 25% has to go into the American oil reserves. And by law, the oil importers get paid $5 per barrel for whatever market price it is, or what goes into the reserve. So they're making money hand over foot. And look at the price of fuel for trucks. That is essentially a byproduct. It's waste.
Oh, Jay, we know you know all the angles. It's amazing. In closing, what do you expect to happen under all this malfeasance?
Well, we're going to have a big hole we're going to have to climb out of, and I hope it isn't a bottomless rabbit hole, and we wind up like Great Britain, a second-rate power with the People's Republic of China lording it over everybody. So that's the danger. They have cut too much off. They are destroying manhood. They're destroying education. They're pricing everything out of reach. They have engendered deliberate inflation, and I say that on purpose because that helps out the financial market, the investment market, because it reduces existing loan loads and debt obligations. And we've got a bunch of creeps in there that are more interested in who gets to play girl than they are in the effectiveness to deal with the other 97% of the American population.
So we've reached a Marie Antoinette moment of let them eat cake. What do you see happening with the midterms and the election?
I think that the Democratic Party is going to get slaughtered. Every time for the last half century, when one party's percentages of support drop as low below a certain point, that party always loses control of whatever chamber of Congress it controls. And Biden's are the worst ever. And interestingly enough, his would-be replacement, Kamala Imhoff, well, Harris Imhoff, hers are the absolute worst ever. Spiro Agnew, who wound up doing time in state and federal penitentiaries when he was vice president to Tricky Dick Nixon, even after he resigned because of criminal charges pending, his ratings were better than Kamala Harris Imhoff. So this is a complete disaster. We've got two incompetents sitting up there in line. One's already in office, and he can't even remember where the hell he is, let alone what's going on. And Kamala Harris has always been lazy. She wants to show some
No, you're
leads.
Right. Judge Joe Brown, amazing. At Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter, thejudgejoebrownshow.com. We got your great barbecue sauce at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for spending an hour with us. It's been amazing, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a great time. Here you go.
We love you, Joe. All right, we'll be right back with the next guest host taking over, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.